Today, we Americans celebrate Thanksgiving, a celebration that goes back to the 17th century colonists who arrived in a foreboding new world. For the colonists and their governor, William Bradford, it was a celebration that took its origin primarily from an English harvest festival, a time to express one's gratitude for God's blessings and providing them with food and life, to bless the God of all, who has done wondrous things on earth, as Sirach declared in our first reading. The people of Israel celebrated three harvest festivals during the year. The first celebrated the barley harvest, the earliest grain to appear in the spring. This feast was tied to Passover, when God intervened to liberate his people from the slavery in Egypt. 50 days later came the festival for the wheat harvest, which was called Pentecost, which, as you know, means 50 days. It was then that the Holy Spirit was poured so abundantly upon the apostles and our Blessed Mother. Finally, the early Israelites celebrated Sukkoth, the festival of booths, which was the celebration of the fruit festival. The fruit harvest also recognized the time of the Jewish people that they traveled in the desert before reaching the promised land. All these Jewish feasts remember a time of need or danger, be it in the desert or across the dangerous seas. In all these remembrances, God is present and God provides. That was certainly the belief of Governor William Bradford and the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony in 1621. Grateful to God for their good friends, their life-giving friends, through whom God blessed and cared for them, namely the Native Americans, the Indians. This was also the belief of President Lincoln, who one October day in 1863 wrote that it seemed fit and proper that the blessings we have received should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and with one voice by the American people to set apart a day of thanks and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And so today, as one nation under God, in the spirit of Governor Bradford and his fellow colonists and President Lincoln, we too this day give thanks to God for blessings received, for food spiritual and actual that we are given and share each day, beginning with the bread of life that we humbly receive at every Eucharistic celebration. May we always be grateful to God, the source of all blessings, gifts, and freedoms.